to those days when the town was the whole world and love was the girl next door. Soundtrack was a song in the dark. I miss those days when I dreamed of every chase. The time was better wasted. We were summer young and living for a Friday. And freedom was a highway.
Freedom was a highway.
Freedom was a highway, baby.
Yeah.
Freedom was a highway.
Freedom was a highway.
Freedom was a highway.
The 5 o'clock news is sponsored by J&J Recycling and Salvage, buying cars and trucks, farm equipment, and scrap metal, and selling car and truck parts.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Prosecutor Nathan Wade and one-time boyfriend of Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis resigned today from the Georgia racketeering case involving Donald Trump. ABC's Stephen Portnoy with more.
The resignation was a response to an ultimatum from Judge Scott McAfee, who said the DA and her team member appear to have testified untruthfully about the timing of their relationship. If Nathan Wade were kept on the case, Judge McAfee said Fonnie Willis would be disqualified. McAfee determined that dismissing the charges against Donald Trump and his co-defendants would not have been the appropriate remedy. Defense attorneys in the case say they respectfully disagree.
Trump's former VP Mike Pence telling Fox News that he cannot vote for Donald Trump for president and says he won't vote for Joe Biden either. But Pence says he won't say who he'll vote for. The first time maritime aid shipment off the coast of Gaza arriving and headed by the World Central Kitchen. And voters in Russia casting ballots between now and Sunday that will likely give President Vladimir Putin a fifth term. This is ABC News. New details on the airline's Boeing 787 plane that dropped on a flight from Sydney to Auckland this week, causing injuries on board.
The NTSB is confirming to ABC News it's been asked to help in the investigation into what caused the LATAM Airlines Boeing 787 to drop. It's often asked to help out when it's a plane made in the U.S. Also, the FAA will review a message Boeing is proposing to send airlines telling them to inspect a switch on cockpit seats. The Wall Street Journal reports a flight attendant mistakenly hit a button on the seat that pushed a pilot into the controls, which made the plane take that momentary nosedive.
ABC's Alex Stone. It may be more difficult to get an Uber or a Lyft in Minneapolis. The city council approving an ordinance that imposes a $5 minimum per trip plus $1.40 per mile. The rideshare companies say they're being priced out of the market and have threatened to suspend service in the city. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
J&J Recycling and Salvage, located in Boscobel, appreciates your junk and looks forward to seeing your junk in the near future. They pay competitive pricing for scrap, car body, tin, copper, and appliances. They offer local pickup for vehicles, tubs for property cleanup, car and truck parts from the 40s through the 2000s. J&J offers e-waste and tire recycling. Call for pricing, 375-5353. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 12. Joe and Jamie at J&J Recycling of Boscobel say, if it's here, it's for sale.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Seifert Realty, proudly assisting both buyers and sellers navigating through real estate transactions, results that move you, and by Chet's Feed and Such, your local family feed and seed store. Without you, there wouldn't be no us, and for that, they are forever grateful. Look for partly cloudy and breezy conditions tonight with a low of 36. Winds will be west 10 to 15. Partly sunny and rather breezy tomorrow, high 52. Winds west northwest 12 to 25. And for Saturday tomorrow night, partly cloudy, breezy and cool, low 25. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the northwest at around 2 to 4 miles per hour, and it's partly cloudy and 55 degrees. Home Sweet Home. Is it a dream or a reality? When it comes to buying or selling a home, Seifert Realty can help make your dreams come true. At Seifert Realty, it's not just about buying or selling a property or home. It's about understanding your needs, your desires, helping you navigate through the real estate process, making your home sweet home a reality. Seifert Realty. Call 608-604-6039 or log on to KimberlySeifert.exprealty.com.
Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulotz. Four U.S. senators are urging the Biden administration to release emergency funding to repair the bridge connecting Crawford County to Iowa over the Mississippi River. Both senators from Wisconsin and Iowa wrote a letter to federal officials seeking funds to repair the Lansing Bridge, which was closed on February 25th after two piers shifted due to construction on its replacement bridge. Iowa DOT officials said repairs will take up to 2 months. The senators wrote that over 2,200 people rely on the bridge each day and that detours are over an hour long. Beginning Monday, water taxis will be taking people across, with each trip lasting about 30 minutes. Among the many bills not taken up by the Wisconsin legislature this session, one creating a task force on missing and murdered African-American women and girls. In a press release, bill authored Representative Sheila Stubbs said she's appalled that it failed to get a state Senate vote. The Madison Democrat testified at a recent Senate committee hearing where it received unanimous support. The bill was modeled on the Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women Task Force in the State Department of Justice. Stubbs promised to reintroduce the measure in the next session. A bill to let more kinds of businesses own electric vehicle charging stations in Wisconsin still awaits action from the governor. Environmentalists say the current system leaves EV owners with very few places to charge their vehicles when they could recharge at all different kinds of places. Beata Wiersbach is with Renew Wisconsin.
They will put them where the market is to support them, not necessarily where people want to go. It could be a gas station. It could be a grocery store or a restaurant.
Wisconsin would also get $78 million from Washington to build a network of fast-charging EV stations every 50 miles. The original cost has gone up and parking spaces at the ballpark will be reduced. The DOT has announced that the cost of widening I-94 between 16th and 70th Streets in Milwaukee is expected to increase, now projected to cost around $1.7 billion. That's $500 million more than expected. The widening of I-94 may also result in a reduction in parking spaces at American Family Field. There's talk of putting in a parking ramp to replace the lost spaces. I-94 construction is expected to start late next year. The Wisconsin Department of Justice has secured a judgment against Missouri-based owners Philip Russell Turner II and Burton Cummings. The judgment requires the defendants to pay a monetary penalty of more than $2.5 million and refund all their Wisconsin customers. The DOJ sued the defendants in August 2022 based on a referral from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. The court found the defendants sent thousands of illegal mailers to Wisconsin residents in an attempt to lure them to in-person sales presentations for expensive timeshare exit services. Wisconsinites who attended these presentations purchased services from the defendants, paying significant upfront fees. The company owners, Turner and Cummings, exercise complete operational control over Relief Solutions International and are personally liable, according to the judgment. In addition to the $2.5 million monetary penalty, the judgment requires the defendants to pay over $20,000 to refund specifically identified Wisconsin consumers and allows all other Wisconsin residents who paid money to request refunds for a period of 5 years by petitioning the court. The court's order also permanently bars the defendants from marketing or selling timeshare exit services in Wisconsin and from engaging in any direct marketing in Wisconsin without first notifying DADCAP. Wisconsin consumers who paid money to the defendants may contact the DOJ's Public Protection Unit by phone at 608-266-1852 or email consumerprotection@doj.state.wi.us for more information about requesting a refund. Parade season begins tomorrow. The 15th annual Avoca St. Patrick's Day Parade will step off tomorrow afternoon at 1. Parade lineup will begin at the Village Hall. A euchre tournament will be held following the parade in Avoca at the Avoca Community Building. Sign up will be at 2 with the tournament to follow at 2:30. Discover the history and the science of maple syruping at the Maple Syrup Fest tomorrow from 1 to 4. The event will be held at the Aldo Leopold Nature Center in Monona. This free, family-friendly event offers a blend of indoor and outdoor activities. Stations throughout the Nature Center grounds will lead visitors at their own pace through the process while enjoying the warmth of spring. Visitors will learn when and how to tap trees for sap, sample real Wisconsin maple syrup, and test their skills at identifying the real deal. Maple ice cream sundaes will be available for a fee. The Maple Syrup Fest at the Aldo Leopold Nature Center is free and open to the public. Free parking is available at Ahuska Park with a free shuttle that will run every 15 to 20 minutes. Food will be available for a fee. The Ithaca Lions Club is holding a pancake breakfast fundraiser for Arlene Alvin this Sunday at the Ithaca High School Commons. Alvin is fighting a courageous battle with cancer.
Last year in June, during a routine colonoscopy, I was diagnosed with colon cancer. They did some further scans right away at Richland Center, and it showed that it had metastasized to the liver. So they referred me then to the UW Carbone Center, where I underwent more testing, after which they got the results back from that. They came up with a treatment plan. The treatment plan included chemotherapy every 2 weeks for 6 months. That ended in December. After the chemo was over, 5 weeks later, I had surgery to remove the tumors that were in my colon and liver. They successfully could remove 9 out of 10 in the liver. The 10th one I had to go back in for an ablation. As of right now, everything looks like it's good. Everything was removed with good margins and everything. And we're just waiting for, they're going to do some more scans at the end of 3 months, which will be at the end of May.
Cost of the meal is $10 for adults, $5 for students, and preschoolers eat for free. The meal includes pancakes, ham, cheese, scrambled eggs, applesauce, and white or chocolate milk. There will also be a bake sale and silent auction, which feature many great items. Teresa Sander is a longtime friend of Arlene who is helping with the event.
We've got some great donations. We have a load of gravel. We have a septic tank pumping. We got 2 meat bundles. We have a barn quilt. We're going to have 2 brewer packages. We have 2 small bicycles with helmets. We have a set of 16 Ben Franklin half-dollar silver coin set. 2 Adirondack chairs, a Jordan Love autographed jersey. We have numerous gift certificates, gift baskets. We even have a certificate for a stay at a local Airbnb. We are so thankful for all the businesses and the individuals for their generous donations and support. We're just looking for everyone to come and support Arlene and her husband, Brian, and everything that they've been through.
Arlene Alvin and her husband are very grateful for the support received.
My husband, Brian, and myself would like to thank everyone, businesses and individuals who have been generously donating for the auction and for the support during the whole time since June. It's been really nice. It's unbelievable what kind of community we live in.
The Ithaca Lions Club Pancake Breakfast Fundraiser for Arlene Alvin will be held this Sunday from 7 to 12:30 at the Ithaca High School Commons. If anyone would like to donate to the bake sale or silent auction, call Gina Lorenz at 608-604-7980 or Julie Brandt at 608-495-0919. Celebrate St. Patrick's Day with percussionist Peter Naughton Sunday. Naughton is also a composer and educator. He is a versatile performer specializing in jazz keyboard, improvisation, contemporary chamber music, and steel pan. His music blends the aesthetics of contemporary classical works with the melodic and harmonic sensibilities of commercial music. The Richland Concert Association will bring Peter Naughton to Richland Center Sunday to perform at 2 at the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Cost of admission for adults is $15 or by season ticket. Students will be admitted free. Today's winner of $100 in the American Legion Auxiliary Unit 13 calendar raffle is Cheryl Winger of Richland Center on ticket number 328.
With warm temperatures, birds singing, and muddy paws around the corner, we have you covered at Chet's. Hello, friends. Ellie here. Where can you buy a 50-pound bag of black oil sunflower seeds for $21.99? How about a hint? It's also the place where that bag will be loaded into your car before you can even finish your shopping. Or where you can purchase a 50-pound bag of Chet's premium bird seed, or any 50-pound bag of seed, and have it split into two bags, so that when you get home, you can carry them comfortably. Our team at Chet's Bean Seed and Such are here to serve you. Our friends are our top priority, and we strive to make every purchase the best, with less stress for the customer. We appreciate each and every one of our friends, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down today at 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center, and see our new store with an open storefront.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. John Jeffrey Jack Stevens, 75, of Spring Green, died March 2nd at SSM St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A Celebration of Life gathering will be held Saturday from 1 to 5 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. John Jeffrey, Jack Stevens, 75, of Spring Green. Wayne E. Dosh, 77, of Richland Center, died March 6th after a short illness at Meritor Hospital in Madison. A Celebration of Life will be held Monday from 2 until 5 at the American Legion in Richland Center. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Wayne E. Dosh, 77, of Richland Center. Stephanie M. Andrada Williams, 46, of Richland Center, died Monday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Tuesday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday from 5 until 7, and again Tuesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Stephanie M. Andrada Williams, 46, of Richland Center. Duane Clifton Thomas, 88, of rural Muscadet, died yesterday at Divine Rehabilitation and Nursing in Fenimore. Funeral services will be held at noon Wednesday at the Blue River Valley Church, with burial to be held in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the Blue River Valley Church Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at noon. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to the Blue River Valley Church or the Gideons. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Duane Clifton Thomas, 88, of rural Muscadet. Geraldine L. Felton, 83, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Saturday, March 23rd at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be held at the Fancy Creek Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday, March 23rd, from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Geraldine L. Felton, 83, of Richland Center.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Some people just know bundling with Allstate means big savings. Just like they know the right ingredient means big flavor. They know honey on pizza is where it's at. And olive oil on ice cream is the cherry on top. Mm. And they know when you bundle home and auto with Allstate, you can save up to 25%. Mm-mm.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Good evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it turned out to be a delightful early spring day across the region with those temperatures up in the mid-50s and partly cloudy skies. Hope you enjoyed that. Tomorrow will still be relatively mild, still about 10 degrees above normal, but rather windy as well as a cold front charges through the area. It appears that most of the precipitation with that will track from northern Minnesota through upper Michigan into lower Michigan, maybe a few snow showers and sprinkles clipping north in northeast Wisconsin. Otherwise, pretty dry weather in sight for our area all the way through the early part of next week. We'll just have to deal with the cool and blustery conditions Sunday, and still chilly into Monday. Temperatures will rebound just a touch for the middle of next week, but still not up to the levels that they've been over the past few weeks. Another weather system could arrive into the area by next Thursday. That would bring our next chance of precipitation, and overall the pattern is looking fairly active for about the last 8 or 10 days of the month. Here's that forecast for tonight, partly cloudy and breezy, low at 36, west wind between 10 and 15. Tomorrow, partly sunny and rather breezy with a high of 52, wind out of the west-northwest between 12 and 25 miles per hour. Saturday night, partly cloudy, breezy and chilly, low temperature in the mid-20s, wind northwest 10 to 18. On Sunday, partly sunny, blustery and colder than normal, high at 37, northwest wind between 12 and 25. As we head into Monday, partly cloudy and still cool, low 18 degrees, high about 37. Tuesday, partly sunny and milder, low 23 with a high near 48. Wednesday, partly cloudy, still chilly, low 26 with a high of 48. Thursday, increasing clouds with a 30% chance of light rain late in the day, possibly mixed with a little snow at night, low 29 with a high near 46. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's partly cloudy and 56 degrees after a daytime high of 57 and a morning low of 30. Yesterday's high was 54, and we received 45 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. Record high set back in 2012 is 77 degrees, with a record low of 4 below set back in 1997. Last year's high was 49 with a low of 24. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:07 with sunrise tomorrow morning at 7:12. Winds are out of the northwest at around 5 to 7 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.00, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 56 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. The other day, Terry and I walked from his mountaintop mansion over the ridge to see the rock outcropping that we used to hike to and sit on when we were in second and third grade. It was kind of nostalgic to see the rock that we spent time on solving all the world's problems 60 years ago. After all, we were about 7 years old at the time, and we had everything figured out. What was interesting about this trip to the rock is that it didn't seem nearly as big as it did to me when we were kids. Don't get me wrong, that rock is still a big rock. It's still a long way above everything else, and a fall from that height would probably still hurt. But it isn't quite as scary as it seemed back then. Of course, back then, I never admitted to Terry that I was scared. That's the way it is with our walk with Christ. As we mature with Christ, as we get bigger in Him, the obstacles and hard places don't seem nearly as big and ominous. God has been faithful to us through life's ups and downs. He's parted the waters of our Red Sea, and we've walked through on dry ground. He's protected us with his pillar of smoke by day and his pillar of fire by night. No longer do we look at the obstacles in our lives with fear, because we know that God is with us. So friends, be strong and courageous. God's got this, and you can trust him.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Day 2 of the 2024 WIAA State Boys Basketball Tournament is being played today at the Kohl Center in Madison. And in games that were played today in semifinal action in Division 5, Columbus Catholic defeated Solon Springs by a score of 78-65. And in Game 2 of the Division 5 matchups, it was Abundant Life Christian beating Almond Bancroft by a score of 42-37. In Division 2, Wisconsin Lutheran beat Nicolet by a score of 56-54. And Pewaukee defeated West Salem 89-69. And in Division 1, the semifinals are going to be played tonight at 6:35 with Arrowhead taking on Nina. And then after that, it will be Kettle Moraine facing Marquette. So tomorrow for the championships in Division 5, Columbus Catholic will be taking on Abundant Life Christian at 11:05. In Division 4, it will be Kenosha St. Joseph Catholic taking on Mineral Point. And that will be following the Division 5 game. And then after the Division 4 game, it will be in Division 3, it will be St. Thomas More facing Lakeside Lutheran. And then in Division 2, it will be Wisconsin Lutheran taking on Pewaukee. And then once the winners of tonight's games are decided, those winners will play in the final matchup of the evening. A.J. Storr scored a career-high 30 points. Stephen Crowell added 19. And number 5 seed Wisconsin beat number 4 seed Northwestern 70-61 in the quarterfinals of the Big Ten tournament. Wisconsin advances to play top seed and third-ranked Purdue in the semifinals tomorrow. The Badgers lost both regular season meetings with the Boilermakers. Storr gave Wisconsin its first double-digit lead with 6:57 left in the second half when he sank a three-pointer for a 62-52 lead. Northwestern star Bo Boo made his seventh three-pointer with 4:17 remaining to get within 65-59, but the Wildcats would not make another field goal the rest of the way. Wisconsin stayed hot from three-point range after making 16 on Thursday against Maryland. Freshman John Blackwell made a three-pointer with 2:14 left. Wisconsin will play tomorrow, as mentioned, against Purdue, and that game can be heard on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, as well as WRCE.fm and on the Civic Media app. Tip-off for that contest will be at noon tomorrow, with the pregame starting at around 11. Zach Eady had 29 points, 12 rebounds, and 2 blocks for third-ranked Purdue as the Boilermakers recovered from a blown 12-point lead to beat Michigan State 67-62 in a hard-nosed quarterfinal game in the Big Ten tournament. Lance Jones added 10 points for the Boilermakers, who improved to 29-3. They advanced, as I mentioned earlier, to play Wisconsin in the semifinals tomorrow. Tyson Walker had 15 points. Malik Hall pitched in 12 points, and Trey Holloman scored 10 points for the Spartans. They fell short in head coach Tom Izzo's 1,000th game on the bench.
What do you look for in an insurance agency? Is it service or premium or both? These are two good reasons to call Schwartz Insurance for your insurance protection. With Schwartz Insurance, you'll have a local person to help you find the right coverage for your agribusiness, personal, and business insurance. Also, a local person to answer your questions and help you deal with any issues that might arise. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual Insurance want you to be sure you have the best protection at the best cost. Call 647-8891 for peace of mind insurance protection.
The Packers are expected to keep running back A.J. Dillon. The NFL Network is reporting the powerful Dillon will be re-signed to backup new starter Josh Jacobs. Various reports Wednesday had teams like the Cowboys and Giants ready to grab him. NFL Network analyst Ian Rappaport says the team will use the salary cap strategy to save some space while signing Dillon. He and the Packers are working on a one-year deal. And then also, defensive lineman Aaron Donald has announced his retirement after a standout 10-year career with the Los Angeles Rams. The three-time AP NFL Defensive Player of the Year made his surprising announcement on social media. Donald spent his entire career with the Rams, who drafted him in the first round in 2014. He was selected for 10 Pro Bowls and 8 All-Pro first teams, and he won the award as the league's top defensive player in 2017, 2018, and 2020. He was the cornerstone of every Rams defense during his career, drawing habitual double teams away from his teammates and still racking up 111 total sacks. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all your building and remodeling needs from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Harchi Lumber is more than just a lumber supply superstore. When we say they do it all, we mean they do it all. Crafting, engineering, estimates, energy audits, construction design, delivery, and more. Harchi Lumber has it covered literally from beginning to end. For all of your building needs, big or small, call the experts at Harchi Lumber, 608-985-7207. Providing expert service since 1969. Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
Soybeans, corn, cattle, and hogs were higher Friday. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher yield in genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans were up modestly. They were down for much of the day, but rallied on the February NOPA crush numbers and concerns about weather in parts of South America. There was also some help from bean oil, which was up in the recent global vegetable oil strength. May beans were three higher at 11.98 and a quarter. July was up 2.75 at 12.12 and a half. May bean meal was down 2.70 at 3.34.70. May bean oil was up 103 at 49.42. Corn was modestly higher. Unknown bought 125,000 tons of old crop Friday morning, following up on Thursday's purchase of 110,000 tons by Mexico. South American crop conditions are mixed, with a better chance of rain for Brazil in the coming week ahead of a drier pattern against a decline in ratings for Argentina. May corn was up 3 at 436 and 3 quarters. July was 2 and 3 quarters higher at 449. And wheat was mostly lower, with pressure from the higher dollar index during the session. Dry conditions have been an issue in parts of the U.S. Plains and the Black Sea region, potentially causing some stress to winter wheat. Russia and Ukraine, though, continue to hold big price advantages on the export market. May Chicago was down 3.75 at 528.5. May Kansas City was 8.5 lower at 566.25. May Minneapolis Suite on Friday was down 8.75 at 646.5. Live and feeder cattle were higher, watching the rest of the week's direct cash cattle business develop at higher prices. How much higher? Megan Grebner has that answer in just a bit. April live was up 30 at 187.25. June was 22 higher at 183.60. April feeders were up 95 at 252.12. And hogs were supported by the cash and wholesale business during the session. April was up 190 at 86.92. June was $1.05 higher at 102.47. Megan Grebner has that full look at cash livestock after this.
Farmers have options when it comes to maximizing yield potential and protecting their crops from yield-robbing pests. In this CAB conversation, Samantha Brantner, DeKalb Technical Agronomist, shares how growers can protect yields from those early season pests.
What the VT4 Pro is going to bring is the highest level of protection for above and below ground. When you're looking at that above ground protection, it's going to be very comparable to our Tricepta. We're going to get increased protection compared to corn earworm, the western bean cutworm. And that western bean cutworm was one for us here in Wisconsin that was really, really prevalent.
And she says there's a new seed treatment to protect against nematodes.
N314. That is really the first time that our industry has seen dual mode of action using a chemistry and a biological product specifically focusing on nematodes.
To learn more, go to DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, green marketing, and other stewardship practices. 2024 Bear Group, all rights reserved. There was a moderate direct cash cattle trade that took place Thursday and Friday. For the week, live deals in the South were at $186, a dollar higher than the previous week's business. Live deals in Nebraska range from $187 to $190, well above the prior week's business. Dress deals range from $294 to $301, steady to $7 higher than the previous week's weighted average basis. Box beef closed higher on solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $1.12 at $311.90. Select closed 71 cents higher at $302.40. Estimated cattle slaughter was 113,000 head, up 16,000 on the week and about steady on the year. Cash hogs closed higher. Bears and gelts at the National Daily Director up 24 cents with a weighted average of 79.94. The Iowa Minnesota was 93 cents higher with a weighted average of 80.70. Pork values closed higher, up 22 cents at 93.37. Butts were sharply higher, and estimated hog slaughter was 444,000 head, up 2,000 on the week and down about 21,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber. 608-434-4413.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. USDA's chief economist says U.S. soybeans and corn continue to face a lot of competition on the global market, mostly from Brazil. But Seth Meyer tells Brownfield,
I think one of the bright spots has been that domestic demand has held up pretty well for soybean crush in the United States.
The prospective plantings report comes out March 28th at noon Eastern, 11 Central. More news is next.
Looking to grow new ideas for your farm? Then visit the WPS Farm Show. For 62 years, farmers have been coming to the show for the latest in farm equipment, services, and technology to boost their business. Don't miss this year's show, filled with ideas to help you grow. Mark your calendar for March 26th through the 28th at the EAA grounds in Oshkosh. For more information and a full list of exhibitors, visit wisconsinpublicservice.com.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge, but with the enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
USDA says it continues to see a rise in interest from the ag industry for conservation programs. Undersecretary Robert Bonney says there have been more applicants than resources.
We have 1,000,007 acres right now that have been enrolled. Those numbers are from late December, so we expect them to continue to grow. We've got some really good projects out on the ground right now that we're excited about.
One lawmaker says farm bill work needs to pick up steam in Congress. U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa says the clock is ticking.
If we don't get a bill out of committee by March or early April, I don't think we're going to get a five-year farm bill.
Walmart plans to build and operate a milk processing plant in Robinson, Texas. The company statement says the plant will provide bottled milk to over 750 Walmart and Sam's Club stores in the region while providing about 400 new jobs. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring, and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
C-Series Air Carts. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with John Deere. Go-to-market manager for planting and seeding, Anthony Stasinski, says John Deere is rolling out a complete lineup of C-Series air carts with capacity from 350 up to 850 bushels. He tells Brownfield the C-Series provides new options for farmers focused on seeding time productivity, quality, and accuracy. More after this.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
They run errands and equipment. They bring parts and dinner. They drive the combine and the kids to school. They feed livestock. They fix skinned knees, broken fences. They do the books and lead the 4-H group. They simply make everything better. John Deere celebrates the strength and resilience of the women that make farms run. They make all the difference.
Speaking to Brownfield during Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas earlier this month, John Deere go-to-market manager for planting and seeding, Anthony Stasinski, described the new C-Series air carts that feature a range of capacities and configurations.
Ranges in that 350 all the way up to 850 bushel air cart, so bringing a new class of productivity for customers.
I look at this and I think less downtime for the farmer because once they fill up, they can go and go and go.
100%. So really with the new C-Series, we brought the new Accurate stainless steel meters. We brought tank scales to the entire lineup and our new EasyCal system. But really, you talked about kind of that go and go that customers have. Those new Accurate stainless steel meters eliminate that downtime, eliminate that potential, you know, meter rotting out from rust or from the, I would say, the fertilizer that likes to eat them up. So really increasing that maintenance life or the wear life of that meter. But really, that meter offers them so much more because now they're individually electronically controlled, allowing up to 8 times more precise prescriptions, allowing curve compensation, allowing Section Command Pro. We eliminated that potential seed damage, the seed dumping from the gates opening and closing with the current meter that we have. So it's really offering farmers that much more than just stainless steel.
When we talk about precision agriculture, it sounds like you're able to get really precise.
A 40-foot tool, you know, in the past that would have been a 40-foot prescription. Now you divide that by 8. So we're getting towards that inch. We're not there yet, but we're going to keep working that down. But when you talk about being precise, you know, EasyCal, so ensuring that rate you're putting down right from the get-go is the right rate. So in the past, you would have had to do the bag calibration where you're filling the bag with seed, hanging it from the fish scale, figuring out what your meter displacement value is, and then running all the way up to the cab to input that. Now with this new EasyCal system, you're able to just dump some product in, it meters it out, gives you your MDV, and puts it in the cab. But while it's doing that, you can continue getting ready for the day. So you can be tendering, you can be greasing, you can be setting depth, changing depth, all the things that you need to find the time to do and don't have the time to do in that busy seeding season. So we're super excited about the technology and what it's going to bring for the farmers.
To learn more about the new C-Series air cart line, visit Deere.com. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with John Deere.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Our great deals this month include, from the 13th to the 25th, our purchase Clark or Royal Paint, any size, and get the next one half off of equal or lesser value. Also buy a $50 gift certificate, and you will receive a $10 one for yourself. So stop in at our Muscadet, Richland Center, or Ace of La Crosse to get these and many other deals. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great taste is more than just music.
Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. Man, she loves that song, and that sums her up about right. Try your hand, tip the band, and that girl just might let you pull her clothes underneath those neon lights. But she'll wreck more than Friday night. Don't think that she does it, cause she knows what she's doing. She'll burn you like the bourbon in the bottle she's shooting. She's a cowboy killer, that's a cold hard truth. You can try to love her, but she'll leave you heartbreaking in boots. Heartbreaking in boots. snakeskin on your soles. Your heart will pay the price. You can see it in her eyes. Don't think that she does it, 'cause she knows what she's doing. She'll burn you like the bourbon in the bottle she's shooting. She's a cowboy killer, that's a cold hard truth. You could try to love her, but she'll leave you heartbreaking and boots. Heartbreaking and boots. She'll eat it like she means it. She'll let you pull her close, and then she'll leave you lonely. Don't ask me how I know. Don't think that she does it, 'cause she knows what she's doing. She'll burn you like the bourbon in the bottle she's shooting. She's a cowboy killer, that's a cold hard truth. You can try to love her, you can try to love her. Don't think that she does it, 'cause she knows what she's doing. She'll burn you like the bourbon in the bottle she's shooting. She's a cowboy killer, that's a cold hard truth. You can try to love her, but she'll leave you heartbreaking.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
Get ready for a musical extravaganza like never before. Richland County Performing Arts proudly presents Symphony on the Rocks, returning to the Richland Center City Auditorium March 23rd. Brace yourself for an electrifying evening featuring classic rock like you've never heard it before. Picture an incredible rock band fronting a symphony orchestra, creating a sonic experience you won't find anywhere else. Prepare for a great playlist of songs from Queen, Foreigner, Led Zeppelin, Styx, The Beatles, Journey, The Who, and many, many more. This monumental event takes place in the historic Richland Center City Auditorium starting at 7 o'clock. This is the largest show yet, promising an unforgettable night of music. Tickets are only $35 and available at Napa Auto Parts, Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, Ameriprise offices, or online at eventbrite.com. Search SOTR for Symphony on the Rocks. Don't miss this incredible night. Join them for an evening of symphony and rock, all for a good cause. Proceeds will contribute to the restoration work at the historic City Auditorium. Symphony on the Rocks, returning to Richland Center, March 23rd. Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, washed gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. And if you need a grill, check out the Louisiana Grills or Pit Boss Grills. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
This is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
It's here, the annual spring filter and tool sale at Napa Richland Center in Boscoville. Take up to 65% off list price now through the 15th on legendary Napa Gold filters, air filters, fuel filters, you name it, filters for your car, truck, lawnmower, tractor, heavy equipment, and so much more. With prices this low, everyone can have a filter, especially those that have no filter. Don't miss it. The filter sale now through the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center and Boscoville.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
100.9 WRCO. You can find you a girl on a Friday night dancing in the back of a bar, a Sunday morning hands up high singing front row in the choir. Find you a girl through a friend of a friend, or she could show up right out of the blue. It don't matter where you find her, just as long as you find you a girl that leaves you speechless, is wild on the town but still loves Jesus, one that's worth the wait even when she ain't on time. Find you a girl that loves her daddy, talking about babies makes her happy. Yeah, take it from me, that's the kind you need to find. You just can't have mine. Find you a girl that likes to do all the things you love to do, and even on your worst day she still thinks you hung the moon. Find you a girl that's like fine wine that just gets better with age. Boy, you'll have it made. If you find you a girl that leaves you speechless, gets wild on the town but still loves Jesus, one that's worth the wait even when she ain't on time. Find you a girl that loves her daddy, and talking about babies makes her happy. Yeah, take it from me, that's the kind you need to find. You just can't have mine. Thank God she loves me. God knows I got so lucky. If you want one like I got, you gotta trust me. Find you a girl that leaves you speechless, it's wild on the town but still loves Jesus, one that's worth the wait even when she ain't on time. Find you a girl that loves her daddy, and talking about babies makes her happy. Yeah, take it from me, that's the kind you need to find. You just can't have mine. No, you can't have mine.
Somebody.